Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. We'd like to thank you for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. We have new beginnings, and we do thank you for being a part of this hour. For those of you who are listening by internet, if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 347 237-4054. If you'd like to listen to this message at the end of the hour, you can go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in, "We Can Begin Again." Also, we'd like to inform you that if you would like to go to the Zoom, which we are running difficulty with, I would suggest that you will go into the 4050. Go into the blog, and I would advise you go into that to get a clearer connection, and so that you don't have the feedback. Amen. We're going to move on over into New Jersey with Pastor Reginald C. A. Miles. Good evening, Pastor Miles. Yes, I'm trying to adjust things as you're talking.
As you know, the telephone number is 347-237-4054. And we also have the Zoom platform. We ask that if you come on the Zoom platform, it's code 505-563-6808. And we ask that you use both on today. We have a system that we're actually trying to work out to even make it better for Zoom and for the telephone system. And I still hear a slight echo, but I think we can work beyond that.
Yeah.
I hear it in the phone. But we're going to move on anyway. And we're going to make sure that everything in the Word of God comes forth. God greet you all in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. And I take this opportunity very seriously to be for you once again on this third Wednesday. I pray that you have a chance that you read the scripture, and I also pray that you had a chance to pray and do your own study and research. If you remember some time in the past, a message was brought forth, a message inside genealogy, where we actually went through genealogy and actually got a story out of the names. Well, today we're going to do something similar, but it's not going to be with names. What we're going to do is we're going to get a story, a message out of the story. And I found this to be very interesting myself when I was actually studying it. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the Gospel according to Luke. And we're going to go to chapter 12. And we're going to go to verse 13. Give you some time to find that. That's Luke. Chapter 12, we're going to start at verse 13. And one thing that I will ask of you today and going forward, when you tune into Blog Talk Radio, not only on third Wednesday of the month, but other times in the year, please bring your Bible, bring something to write with, bring something to write it out with. And the build your own personal Bible. From time to time, you can go back and read that. Just don't say to the spirit man. And when you do that, and you have nothing to do, maybe your lights may go out. It's thunder and lightning outside. You can always go over your notes and study to show yourself approved unto God. Before we actually read the scripture, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Our Father, my God, we come to you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, we ask right now that you release your spirit. Hide me behind your cross. Cover me with your precious son's precious blood. Lord, open up the ear gates and the eye gates, spirit of man, so that they may be good grounds to receive your word. Lord, if anything inside of us is like sin, Lord, we ask you to remove and forgive us. So you are faithful and just to forgive us all our sins. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to Luke 12, starting at verse 13. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to read the story. We're going to read these scriptures all the way through. Once again, we're not going to read to prove that we can read. We're going to let the Bible do the preaching. We just don't have the word. Verse 13. And one in the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he may divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consists in not abundance of things which he possess. And he spake a parable unto them. Cain, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build great. And there will I bestow all my fruits and goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall require of thee. Then who shall those things thou hast provided? So, is he that layeth up treasures in himself is not rich towards us? Now, if you take a look at this parable in the story that we just read, it's talking about greed, pride, and covetousness. Now, you may say, Miles, out of reading what we just read, how did you come up with a title, Your Mouth Can Be Your Word? How'd you get that? Well, let's go back into the story. Verse 13. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he may divide his inheritance unto me. Verse 14. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? Well, to take those two portions of scripture, I can see why that one man decided to ask Jesus to do what he wanted him to do. And you may say, well, why do you say that? If you go back in Luke and look at all of the things that Jesus had done, he had healed, he had taught, he gave divine instruction, he told his disciples to preach, to heal, he fed multitudes. He talked about John the Baptist. He talked about and gave Peter great commission. He raised Jairus' daughter. He he says. And he said unto them, now one man asked the question for Jesus to do so. But Jesus just didn't address him. Jesus said, and he said unto them, he said unto whom? The crowd, the company, the many people. Take heed. Beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in abundance of things which he's possessed. Jesus was actually setting them up to something. Have you ever known somebody that there are some people out there in life, they never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. Every time there's an opportunity before them, they make it their business to miss that opportunity. And then they come back with an excuse of why they missed that opportunity. You can count on them every time to miss an opportunity because they never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. But here, Jesus uses this as an opportunity to teach. Because after he says what he says in verse 15, scripture is clear, and he said, and he spake unto them, he gave them a parable. He's given them an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. He says, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth. We're going to concentrate on verse 17, 18, and 19. Remember I said we're going to get a message out of the story. And the title is Your Mouth Can Be Your Room. Let's look at this. Verse 17. He's talking about the rich man. And he, the rich man, thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room to bestow my good. Look in your Bible, if you have the King James Version, you will see that it says he thought. If you write in your Bible, please underline the word thought because I want that to stand out. And always remember our title. Your mouth can be, and he thought within himself. I know this is not a word. He thunk it. He thought about it. Yeah. In his mind. Saying, in his mind, he thought. Repeat that for a reason. In his mind, he thought. He didn't speak it. He thought it. He has no room to bestow his fruits. And he said, now he's saying this. This is what I do. He said, this is what he said. He didn't think this. He said, this is what I do. So pull down my barns and build great. Okay? He said that. And then will I have bestowed all my food on my goods. Okay? Inside itself, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. I need more room. So I'm going to tear down what I have, build up bigger so I can put everything in me and not go to waste. Verse 19. Then I will say to my soul, following this ministry for a while, you know the five components of your soul. Mind, will, imagination, intellect, emotion. So he's saying to you his mind, his will, imagination, intellect, emotion. He's saying to his soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat and be merry. Notice he said, the tone behind what he said, as long as he thought it, there was no problem. But he said what he thought and what happened. Because in verse 20, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night God be required of thee. His mouth was his word. Long as he thought it, there was no problem. But he opened up his mouth and let that pride come out. He opened up that mouth and let that greed come out. How many times have you seen people say something, they mouth write a check that the hair fox paid cash? This is a prime example right here. He let his mouth be his room. Now I'm going to pause right there. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns? Now remember, we read a parable about greed, covetousness, hoarding, but we're getting a message out of the story with don't let your mouth be your room or your mouth could be your room. So the moderator, please open up the mic for any questions, comments, or concerns.
Out of the mouth speaks the endings of the heart.
Can you speak that?
Out of the mouth speaks the abundance of the heart.
Is there another?
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When he thought, no problem. Let's make it personal. How many times have you thought something or had some thoughts and never said anything on it? There was no problem. But once you spoke on it, you got yourself in trouble. How many times you got yourself in trouble? As long as you thought it, and then you say, wish I would have kept my mouth shut. Wish I would have never said anything. Now, his soul was required of him. How many times have you done something and something was required of you that meant something to you? Now, you may say, preacher, do you have any examples of how can we not let our mouth be our room? I believe in letting the Bible speak for itself. I believe that if this man were to talk Bible, if he were to talk scripture, if he were to talk word, this outcome could have came different. But when you research this scripture, the way it was written, it was really talking about sharing and giving and dividing the wealth with other people. But notice we are taking a message out of the story. Can be your list. How can you stop that? First, with me to Joshua. First chapter. Joshua, first chapter. Mm-hmm. Give you some time to get there. And write down the scripture. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. We're going to build on how your mouth cannot be your ruin if you follow Scripture. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Speaking opposite of their pride. Speaking God's word. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. If you underline words in your Bible, and I always encourage it, underline the word meditate. I don't know how many times you've actually went over this if you've been in church sometime, but underline this word meditate. So going forward, this will stand out to you every time you read the scripture going forward. Wherein, day and night, meditate, day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Study this word. Meditate in it. Day and night. For then thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous. He didn't do that. And it's required of him. So required of him. Look at the word. And then thou shalt get what? Good success. We're going to build on how our mouth, stop our mouth from being our word. Notice we have the word meditate. Turn with me to Psalm. First Psalm. First Psalm, which is actually found in the first division of Psalm. Psalm 1 is in the first division, but Psalm 1 is not a division by itself. So people say they're going to go to like Psalms 47. Let's go to the 47th division of Psalm. Ain't no 47 division of Psalm. 25. Psalm 47 is in the second division, second book. But that's another teaching at another time. Psalm. The first Psalm, let's go to verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the strangers. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. You see something similar like that? Because it just came out of Joshua 1:8. Let's go a little bit further. And in his law doeth meditate. When? Day and night. The law of the word meditate. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. And his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Meditate in the word. Now, what do we mean by meditate? From the Bible standpoint, what do we mean when the scripture says meditate? What you need to do is you need to ponder by talking the word to oneself. Ponder.
That's good,
by
Josh.
Talking
That's
the word to yourself.
That's good.
Making the word audible.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do that? Because the scripture backs itself up. Faith cometh by hearing, and
That's
hearing
good.
By the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ponder by talking the word to oneself. Now, don't take that to be crazy. Don't take that to be foolish. Don't take that to be some kind of thing that's out of this world. When it's cold outside, and it's 3 degrees, and it's -23 degrees wind chill, and you go outside in your car, and your car don't want to turn over. Come on, baby. Come on, come on, baby. You can turn over. Come on, turn over. Turn over. Come on, come on, come on. You can turn over. Turn over. You talking to your car? Or you just went on and took a shower, and you went on and you put your smell good on, you go over it up under your arm, and you're home a little, you're out from home a little bit longer than you need. Oh, Lord, come on, Dover, don't hold me now. Hold me till I get home. You come to Dover. Or you driving your car again. Oh, Lord, the car, don't run out of gas. Don't run out of gas. Let me get you the gas tank. You talking to that vehicle? Why don't you talk to yourself about the Word of God? Why don't you meditate? Kind of by talking the Word to oneself. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let's go a little bit further. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, let's go to verse 14. I have rejoiced in the word and the way of thy testimony, as much as in riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and and have respect unto thy way. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. How will you not forget your word? When you go back to verse 15, underline that word, meditate. Ponder by speaking the word to oneself, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The reason why I'm repeating this to you is because I'm bringing back to your remembrance what the Word of God says. So keep you reminded that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When you ponder by talking this Word to oneself and you meditate. Oh, I pray that you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Amen.
Let's go a little bit further. Let's go to Psalm 119. Let's hang on right. Let's go to verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, thy way, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. You see how he's building on it from Joshua 1:8? Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart in thy path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my ear unto thy testimony, and not to covet. Whoa, wait a minute. Didn't we read in the story about the covetousness with pride coming in? It ain't a word in that. Let's go a little bit further. Turn away thine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for the judgment are good. Behold, I have longed after precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. How do you get thy righteousness? You ponder, you meditate in God's word. Now, if you don't want to do that, okay, fine. Have no problem with it. But let me show you. If you decide to let your mouth be your road, if you were on here for some time, I think Brother Operator will appreciate this one. We did a study on the whole book of Proverbs. And I went back in our time. I went back in the notes. Let's take a look about mouth being rude. Proverbs 13:3. I'm turning with you. You know about y'all. I'm going to fight. Trust, I'm trying to hold back. No, it don't take much to get me started. Proverbs 13:3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. His mouth was his word. He spoke it. He didn't keep his mouth because his mouth was his word. He that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Does that meet the parable we read? Go a little bit further. Let's hang a further right. Proverbs 21:3. See, when you come here to New Beginners Ministry, oh, you get Bible. You get Bible and listen to this. We get in there, man. We don't get no cotton candy ministry that's just good to your mouth but don't have no substance. We give you meat so your so the word makes its own gravy in your life. So you get your biscuit and do your own stopping. Proverbs 21:23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue from trouble. As long as that man thought it, he was good. But so when he opened his mouth, he had what? Tongue. So if you don't want to ponder the word, you don't want to meditate in the word, you don't want to keep the statutes, you don't want to speak the word out unto yourself, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, but you want to go and let your mouth be your word, it's your choice. I said before you, life and death. Choose life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on further. Let's hang a further right. Proverbs 29:11. Now, this is review for some people who are actually on the study for the book of Proverbs that we had. Proverbs 29:11. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it till afterwards. Didn't Jesus say that this man was a fool? He thought it. And what did he do? He uttered all his mind. Fool. Because if we go back to the scripture, Luke, on the 12:20, and God said unto him, thou fool. Paul, he was a fool because he uttered his mind, thou fool is him. Let's go to Proverbs. Something different. Proverbs 17:28. See, but this guy, he could have been considered wrong. And how do you say that, preacher? Proverbs 17:28. Even a fool. Now, he's a fool now. Jesus called him a fool, so he's a fool. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is considered wise. He could have been considered wise if he was just what? Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
No one would have known he's a fool. Even a fool. he's holding his peace is counted wise. And he that setteth his wisdom seemeth a man of understanding. He even seems to be a man of understanding, even when he's not. And the other scripture I have, out of abundance the house, heart, the mouth. I want to open up some time here for questions, comments, and concerns when you get a chance. Go to Matthew 15, 18 and 19, and Luke, chapter 6, verse 45. Brother Moderator, please open up the microphone. I ask of you to give the people 8, no more than 9 minutes on tonight, because I have other things I would like to accomplish on tonight. So it's 7:42. Give me to about 7:52.
It's important for us to be rich for God. If our hearts being pointed toward God, drawn toward God, the greatest thing, greater than anything on earth. It's important for us to be rich toward God, the one who gives us life, to pray, meditate, and develop that intimate relationship with God.
Is there another?
Yes, Brother Moderator, I just want to chime in and say that also in Proverbs, it speaks of a fool being known by his many words. If he doesn't open his mouth, no one knows how dumb he is and how unwise he is. But I do very much agree with you that we have to get the word of God into us. Otherwise, you're subject to say anything. But if you are well-versed and you know the word of God, then when you speak, you won't sound like a fool. You'll know what you're thinking about. And he said to take them and the scriptures and write them on your forehead, wherever you have to put them, to memorize and to know what the word of God says. Because there's wisdom in the word of God. That's where it's found at. Beginning the wisdom and knowing God is, and his the knowledge of him. So I totally agree with you on that. And that's a good word that you've brought tonight.
Well, we can hear you clearly.
Well, this is Edmund. God bless you, Pastor. This is a great subject. This is a wonderful lesson. And we you know what I'm thinking about, how our words can be a pro or a con. You know, I'm thinking about our tongue. I'm thinking about what the things that we're saying. I'm thinking about how you say we have to meditate, how the word of God says we have to meditate. We have to use our voice to speak his word. And that word comes back to us in our hearts and in our minds. And I think about how if we are not careful, there is an assassin among us. And that is our tongue.
That
can either bring forth fruit or it can kill. So you're letting us know that we not only should study the word, meditate on the word, but speak the word that God gives us.
Amen.
And when we do, and we hear it, and something that the sister said, I know that voice, you know, about the word. When I pray in the morning, when I get ready to read the word, I ask the Lord to not only burn it in my mind, but tattoo the word on my heart.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yes.
Burn it on my
mm-hmm.
tattoo it
mm-hmm.
in my heart. So
mm-hmm.
it should come up. And when it comes up, when the Holy Ghost reminds us what we've read, and
mm-hmm.
when he gives us a revelation of what we read, we can not only meditate on it, but we can be reassured that we can speak the word, and the word,
mm-hmm.
the word that we speak will come to pass.
It will be life, too, life-changing.
This,
yeah.
You know, and again, too. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you done? I'm
no,
sorry.
Come on. Come on, girl. Come on.
No, the when I think about a lot of times I will speak something, and before I get it out, the Holy Spirit say, you shouldn't have said that.
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately, people laugh, I claim crop failure on it because he said you are snared by the words of your mouth. Your
mm-hmm.
words a lot of times snare you, just like he said. And
mm-hmm.
before you know it, a lot of times you talk yourself into things. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't even think about it if you would keep your mouth shut.
Mm.
So you speak to you speak life to the situation, good or bad. You can either
mm-hmm.
speak life or you can speak death to it. It's just
mm-hmm.
depending on what you're going to speak. Are you going to speak the word of God, or are you going to speak what your mind or your natural senses tell you?
Mm-hmm.
So it is very important, very important. Yes.
It's just
what you
great,
say out of your mouth. Yes.
Great subject. And I'm thinking about Ezekiel when the Lord. Can these bones live?
Yeah.
And he had to, well, Lord, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he showed us power. He's given us the power.
Yes.
Speak those
mm-hmm.
things.
And
brother pastor, no disrespect. This was a great subject. You always bring it. You always bring it. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Make me want to be even more cautious. What comes
yes.
out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where are you, Pastor Miles? I know you're not finished yet, sir. Where you at? No, we couldn't hear you. We're hearing you a little bit more. Come on.
Okay. I'm going to give you two more scriptures to support and to help. If you've been in your Bible any time, these two scriptures give you a different light of how to look at it. Please turn us now to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Study to show yourself approved unto God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Work with that. Ashamed, rightly divide the word of truth. Now,
mm-hmm.
let me give you something different. I want you to underline that word study in your Bible. And that word study actually means be diligent. You meditate on that word.
Mm-hmm.
You ponder that word by speaking it to yourself.
Yes, Lord.
All right.
Now, let's go to 2 Peter.
Mm-hmm.
If you're never familiar with scripture, if you've been in church any time, you've heard, but I'm going to give you something else to look at different. 2 Peter. Chapter 1, verse 10. Now, we're talking about God's word. When you meditate, you ponder, you speak it to yourself, you make be diligent in God's word to show yourself approved mm-hmm. unto him. Now, watch this. Verse 10. Wherefore, thou rather, brother, give diligence. About being diligent unto God's word and unto God to show his word. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. We quote that scripture and we're stop there. Let's keep going. For or because if ye do these things, ye shall never
stumble.
Now, I want you to take that word fall, underline it. What that word actually means in this scripture, you will never stumble.
Mm-hmm.
You will never ever. You will never sin. You will make your election sure because you have been diligent unto God's word. You have studied. You have pondered, talking to yourself. You got it inside your spirit, man. You're getting faith behind it because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You shall never ever sin. You are in God's word. How you going to go wrong? So, you do that, your mouth won't be your woman.
Amen.
Now, with all of that, there may be something right now. Listen tonight. You may not understand what this is because you may be outside the ark of safety with Christ. Right now here at New Beginning Ministry, we open up the doors of the church. Church of Jesus Christ. If you want to accept Christ and have not accepted him, all you have to do is press the number 1 on your phone. We will register it. And we will get back to you. We offer Christ to you on tonight. All you have to do is press number 1 on your phone. If you are in the Word of God and you have confessed it and you want to go to a higher height, in a deeper depth, all you have to do is say right now is amen, and we're going to pray for you. Reason why we won't have you press the number 1 at this time, because number 1 is for people who would like to come to Christ for the first time, but you are in the Bible. You want to go to a higher height, a deeper depth, and would like to have prayer, all you got to do is say amen, and we'll start praying. No name is needed, just say amen. Well, I take it all hearts and minds are clean. And people on today will give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Because if you do these things, you will never thunk or say, make a mistake. You are in the will of God. Brother Moderator, it's in your hands.
Amen.
Okay. Well, I'm going to actually give prayer, close us out, and then we're going to have our regular closing as we do. All hearts and minds are clear. Let us pray. Our Father, my God, we come to you. Once again, thanking you for the word. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for making our spirit man good ground on today. Good ground on tomorrow. Lord, let the people receive your word. Let them receive your word and hear you, but not hear me. Lord, thank you for allowing me to be used as a vessel. Now unto him. It has the power to establish according to the gospel, the preaching of Jesus Christ, keeps your mind, will, imagination, intellect, and emotion before him pure and faultless. Now may the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in each and every one of us, now, henceforth, and forever. Remember, we love you.
Alone again. the dawn.